Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero, blast off. We are live. Page 9 in the Art Scroll, second paragraph, three lines from the bottom. Ha'ahava. In the green Feldheim, we are in the bottom paragraph, page Gimel 3. Ha'ahava. So we were talking yesterday how the world will pull us away from Yiras Hashem, from Yira, which we're going to learn about. So the flow of the world takes us away. Olam, right? Oh, we always have to remember that Olam is Melashon Ne'alam, and it hides God. God is hidden in this world, and we have to find Him. That was the Maisa. Tani sent me the Maisa of the boy who was hiding, and nobody was looking for him. And was it the Balatanya told him the Tzemach Tzedek? Told his son that's how Hashem feels, that no one's looking for him. So. If you're not looking, if you're not actively searching, so you're not going to find Hashem. You're not going to find Him. It's going to be hard to find, to have that Yira. That's Yira. Yira is Melashon Re'ia, to see Hashem. Number two, Ahava Kamokain. Love is the same way. How are we going to find this love within us? Meaning, why are we assuming that we're going to have this relationship with Hashem if we don't work on it? If I don't spend the time to acquire it, where is it going to come from? Where is it going to come, my relationship to the Torah? How am I going to cleanse my brain, my machshava, simlonish tadel, and akosam and amum shmatba tavakuf? Funny, there are natural blemishes in everyone's mind, and hamidos, obviously midos for sure. If a person just lets his midos go, so he'll be an animal. He'll mamish be like a behema. Why not? Why wouldn't you be? If no one, that's the importance of discipline, of a person disciplining his children and putting boundaries. Because otherwise, a person's like a behemoth, will go do anything. They need to be fixed. You need to learn boundaries. Me yashrim, frekter ramchal. Who's going to straighten them out? Me yataknim. Who's going to fix them? If I'm not going to do it, right? Who's going to do it? Halom iyanu al davar yun amiti. If we really looked at it and we really delved in, we would take care of ourselves. It's funny. You see, the Ramchal says, "Your first kshayt atzmacha, va'achar kach kshayt acherim." He says that you'll fix yourself and you'll deal with yourself, and then you'll overflow into other people. But if you're not going to do that, who's going to do it? You're going to wait for your who are you waiting for? Who's going to fix? Who's going to fix you and take care of you? This is so powerful what the Ramchal says. We're only 4 minutes in, by the way. Philosophy, what does that mean? It means somebody could graduate and become a rabbi even. You could be very bright. You could be a bright guy. That's not Yiras Hashem. That's not Yiras Hashem. That's what the Kutzker said. The Kutzker Rebbe, it's Chusaya Genalenu, says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is L'Rabbis, the Talmid Chacham, right? The famous Gemara. He said, he darshan Es Hashem Elokecha L'Rabbis Talmid Chacham to include that you have to fear a Talmid Chacham. The Kutzker Rebbe says, Es Hashem, that's from you, Chedush Yerim. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is L'Rabbi, he said, even the Talmud Chacham has to have Yira, Yiras Hashem. So a person can shortcut, and you can know all of Shas. You could be a big, big Talmud Chacham. You could be a lahavdil, you could be a big doctor, you could be a lawyer, you could be a philosopher, you could get through it because you're a bright guy. You could get through it. But Yiras Hashem, there are no shortcuts to Yiras Hashem. You can't shortcut Yiras Hashem. That's something you have to work on, as he says. Hare lecha, shalahavin hayira. Wow. I have this underlined. Okay, I got to re-thing. I have this underlined and starred. Because he doesn't say to have yira. He says to understand yira. He says, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Narayim, Yomim Noraim, Meleshen Yira. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what it is because I went to shul when I was 15 years old. What? What are you talking about? What does that have to do with anything? You have to lahavin. You have to understand what Yiras Hashem is. You have to delve into it. Hayira, Tzarech Levakish. You hear this? Yira, Yiras Hashem, you have to want it. You have to be mevakish it. You have to be mevakish like money. Like money, like silver. Like lechapes asa kamat monim, like treasures. Hare evo b'machim lunam, have sinu b'machim forzim, etel kol ben das terach klal. We know this. Hanim tzizman l'chol shar chagalim lina. Hazeh lo yezman. Musar seder. 5 minutes. Who needs musar? I got to finish. You learn for hours and hours. Musar, hours and hours. Bikush of Yiras Hashem. Lama, Frakta Ramchal, lo yikpa adam latzmo itim lepachos lestaklus hazeh. Right? We spoke about this last night, Morty. Hazeh mukhru b'shir is right there, or today. Derech Eitz Chaim. He says, Lefanus alinu me lasagam acherim. A whole day a person could spend, but Yiras Hashem, to spend, to be closer, Shavis Hashem lenegdi samid, right? To mamish da'alif ne'im mi'at ta'amal. To have yira, as the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, right? You can ask Rabbi Noren; he'll tell you, right? In Derech Hashem, he talks about it's one of the ways that a person is able to tap into Torah. Is you have to have yira. You have to have da'alif ne'miyata amol. Who are you learning in front of? It's not, oh, I said a good svara. I got the tosis. I got that. Right? That's the famous story with the Rebbe Reb Zisha, right? And his brother. They're learning me'emasai karnishma. Me'emasai, and he says, me'emasi. He says, no, me'emasi. He was shaking, me'emasi, karnashma, right? To the panemius ha-Torah, to connect to it. Hine akas of Omer, hein yiras Hashem yichachma, razazal hein echa, shekein b'lshon yavani in Greek, it's achas, is hein. This is what he says, harei sha'yira hichachma. Yira is chachma, v'hi levada chachma. You're going to say, oh, he's a smart guy. He goes to Harvard. That's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's in Columbia. He's a smart guy. He's at. That's not a smart guy. Chachma is somebody who has Yiras Hashem. Someone who has Yiras Hashem. Uvada she'nikra chachma ma'she'in bo'in. Of course, you have to delve into it. It's not like, oh, okay, oh, I have Yiri. To understand it. Acha emesi ki iyan gadol tzarcha kol adver me'ladasei sam be'emes. Lo'yal tzara dimyin. You hear this? All of these things that we're going to talk about. And this is the first step. The first step is to understand what it is. Then, you hear this? For sure, if I want to acquire it and reach it. But first I have to, like we said, first I have to know what it is. What is Yira? Do we know what Yira is? Do we know what Ahava is? Do we know what Dveikus is? Do we know what all those things are? First, you have to learn, and that's what the Ramchal is going to do to us. He breaks down what it is, and then he tells us, okay, now I know what it is, now go get it. Now go get it. But first, we have to understand what it is. Lahavin Hayira, he says. Okay, I'm going to stop before... Wait 1 second. V'chachma rabu mashamosha. No, we can stop. 1 second, sorry. Yeah, we'll stop here. Less than 9 minutes a day, we'll keep the Yetzirah at bay. Incredible. Come on. Game over. Thank you.